BulaNetwork.com, episode 127. Hey kids, welcome to another episode of BulaNetwork.com. My name is Randy Cantrell, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, inside the Yellow Studio, where it is Friday, May the 11th, 2012. You're just clipping right along. I don't care what industry you are in, you have a vocabulary all your own. I've always been intrigued by language and words, and I'm particularly intrigued by how different organizations and different companies and different industries can have their own vocabulary. I mean, you just practically need a lexicon to communicate sometimes with people. And a lot of companies, a lot of industries have, you know, these acronyms that they just so love to use. But I came across one in doing some work in the financial sector, particularly in the wealth building sector. That's a good business, isn't it? What do you do? I'm a wealth builder. Great. Can you build me some wealth? Sure. I like it. I really do. I honestly like it a lot. Unfortunately, I have run across far too many people who were much more adept at poverty building than they were wealth building, but we'll save that for a different day. I wrote this down, so having this conversation and I'd seen this before, but I don't know why it. You know, you can read something, you can hear something, and maybe the umpteenth time that you've heard it, it just kind of hits you like a bolt out of the blue, and you realize you've heard it before, but for whatever reason, it rings a bell on this occasion, and this happened to me. And as I'm sitting here and I'm making these notes, and I wrote it down, and you hear this particularly when it comes to insurance and that kind of thing. Insurance, wealth managers, money managers, and that kind of thing. And here's the phrase. I love the phrase. You're going to love it too. You would especially love it if it could be true. And I'm not saying that it's not true, but it still is a compelling phrase. Brace yourself. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. And I, for whatever reason, I began to roll that over in my mind, and I thought, you know, it just, some brilliant marketer somewhere eons ago, I'm sure, came up with that. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. Now, the guarantee isn't any increase. The guarantee isn't, you know, we're going to guarantee you a certain return on your investment. The guarantee is a lifetime benefit. What does that even mean? I'm not sure what that means. I would rather suspect that it means something more depending on, well, it depends really, I guess, on two things. It depends on how long is your life. How long is your lifetime? And I guess it depends on, well, what is the benefit? I mean, is the benefit a penny a month? Well, that's a benefit. It might not be much of a benefit, but it's a benefit. It's a penny you didn't have before. Is it a dollar? Well, that's 100% better than a penny, but it still isn't much. Is it $100? Well, that's yet 100 times better than a dollar, but it's still, It's not going to improve your lifestyle, not likely. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. And as I began to think about it, this is how my crazy mind works. What is there that has a guaranteed lifetime benefit? I mean, let's separate business for the moment. Let's just not even talk about wealth building. Let's not talk about business building. Let's just talk about life, shall we? Let's make today, Friday, May the 11th, let's just make this a conversation about life. Well, because that's smack dab in the middle of this phrase, guaranteed lifetime benefit. Well, okay, let's just consider life, shall we? Guaranteed lifetime benefit. So I don't know. I'm sitting around. I tell you what I was doing, and maybe you do this, and if so, I'd love to hear how it helps you. And if you don't do it, you absolutely should. Do you ever purposefully, and boy, I find it hard. Do you ever purposefully just try to quieten down the noise in your head, just life in general, just all the racket, all the stuff, all the, you know, it's just it is a rat race. It is a rat race. And yes, we are the rats. I tell you what it's like. It's like, have you ever had a computer display and you've got a pixel that's out? I had a couple of laptops ago, and I had one particular, just one, mind you, so it would appear. I had just one. In fact, I know it was one because I happened to have had a device that some electronics manufacturer had given me a long time ago that was kind of a little eyepiece that you could hold up to a flat panel or to any kind of a monitor, and you could actually see the pixels through it. It was reminiscent. It looked a little bit like a jeweler's, you know, eyepiece, only it was significantly bigger. I had a pixel, a single pixel that was out on that display, and it manifested itself as like a lime green. It was just small. It was down in the lower left-hand quadrant of the laptop screen. Well, you couldn't. The minute you noticed it, you couldn't avoid noticing it. It just stood out like a sore thumb. I find that when I set about to try to kind of get quiet and just kind of quieten down the noise in my head and just life in general, it's like the more you try, the harder it is. It's like the louder it gets. It's like trying to avoid looking at that pixel. It's like sitting here before a screen that has a pixel burned out and telling yourself, I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to look at it. And what do you do? What's the first place you look? You immediately look at it. It's how our minds work. It can drive you insane. Well, I'm having one of those kinds of moments. And I'm trying to quieten things down in my head, which is just virtually impossible for me. I'm one of these people, I have a hard time going to sleep because I just can't turn my brain off. I obsess about stuff. I fume over stuff. I mull stuff over. And it's been one of those weeks. It's been a week of heavy mulling over for me. So I'm trying to find some quiet place in my head, and it's not working. So I go to the gym, and I'm like, okay, it's going to be, yeah, let me just get into something really repetitious. Let me just, you know, I'll get on a treadmill. We'll just knock some aerobics out here, and I'll try to, and of course you can't. But the objective was this phrase, guaranteed lifetime benefit. And so here was my quest. My quest was, could I find some quiet place in my head? Could I shut kind of all this stuff down and just get my head wrapped around guaranteed lifetime benefit? What are the pieces? What are the components of life? I don't mean business. I don't mean, and for me, naturally, I gravitate toward faith and things of that nature. But I thought, well, okay, let's just try to wrap it around something that isn't based on that. Just things that are, you know, guaranteed lifetime benefit. And it was like that burned out pixel. The more that I thought about it, the more disturbed I got, and the more I focused on it and absolutely had no clarity at all. But it still strikes me as just a very odd marketing kind of a phrase, guaranteed lifetime benefit. And I'd love to tell you that I've got this magical, you've seen all these popular bloggers that write these lists. You know why they do that? Because we love them. We love lists. They're clean, they're succinct, they're easy. They're quantifiable in that we can read them and we know, okay, I read one down, and two, great. Three, and my mind is now naturally assuming, okay, what's four? Five, okay, what's five? We're rats in the maze, I'm telling you. And so, yes, the big guru bloggers, you know, are notable for producing these list posts. I'd love to tell you that I've got this magical list that's going to accompany the show notes today. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. The five guaranteed lifetime benefits of pick something. Being a podcaster, being a blogger, being a business person, being this or that, or whatever it is you want to be, or whatever you are. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. And aren't we so jaded by just the whole notion of guaranteed? It's guaranteed. Guaranteed. What does that mean? Guaranteed lifetime benefit. What if I don't get the benefit? What's the guarantee? No, you don't understand. We just guarantee that there will be a lifetime benefit. We're going to send a hit squad over to your house and make sure you don't live very long, because we can't afford to make the benefit be too terribly long. But I'm kidding. You have to be careful today. You do realize this, don't you? I have to catch myself. We live in such a political correctness, and it just drives me insane. It drives me completely insane. But so get your head wrapped around guaranteed lifetime benefit. Is there anything in your life that you think fits that bill? I don't mean your insurance policies. I don't mean any stock certificates or any investment strategies that you've implemented in your life, but just it life in general. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. Having conversations with some young parents and with prospective would-be parents. Couples that really want to have children. And then some other couples that it's very clear, we don't want any kids, at least not right now. And of course, those of us who are parents and now grandparents, you know, we sit here and we look at that. And I would say that children can absolutely be a guaranteed lifetime benefit. But maybe not. You see a story of some horrific crime committed, and you see the mom, you see the dad of the accused. I don't know the word benefit comes to mind there. One of the radio stations that I listen to, when they'll bring up some topic of somebody that's just some outlandish, crazy, you know, police found some guy driving in the middle of the night, you know, buck naked and stoned out of his mind. And it'll be those kinds of stupid stories. And the hosts of the show, that they will comment to each other, you know, when this person was handed to their mother for the first time as a baby, I mean, do you suppose that they thought, this is, you know, one day you'll, in the middle of the night, you'll be stoned out of your mind, and you'll get in a car buck naked, and you'll drive through the streets wild and crazy, and cops will pull you over, and you'll be in the news. No, as parents, that's not what we're thinking, but I would put for me, and I would hope that it's true for you if you're a parent, I hope it's worked out. And these things don't just naturally work out. We have to work at it. But I've got to say now, as the father of two grown kids and some grandkids, it's a guaranteed lifetime benefit for me. I hope it is for you. And then I got to thinking about my wife, obviously. And even though I wasn't able to settle my mind down, what I was able to conclude, and this is why I hit record today and I shared this with you, guaranteed lifetime benefit. It's not an ebook. It's not some course. It's not some coaching. It's not some consulting. It's not some book. It's people. And it's not just people, but it's relationships with people. It's not just people that you know via Facebook. It's not just people that you know because you've got a LinkedIn connection. It's people who you know and who know you. I get tickled sometimes, especially in podcasts. You'll be listening to podcasters, and it's a common thing to do, and I'm not throwing rocks at anybody for doing it. I just sometimes get tickled about it. Somebody will, they'll name drop. And in their name dropping, invariably, it will be, yeah, my good buddy, my very good buddy. It'll often be my very good friend. And I think I've got some lifelong friends. I've introduced some friends to other friends, and I've never, ever uttered the word, I'd like you to meet my very good buddy. I'd like you to meet my very good friend. I have said, I'd like you to meet my friend here, but I don't know. It's just funny to me, the adjectives and the links that we will go to make sure that you understand that this person who has a bit more fame than the average bear, he and I, we are very good friends. Hey, thankfully I'm spared. You know, I don't have any famous friends. So you have no worries about that happening here. But guaranteed lifetime benefit to me is not just those people who know me or who I know. There's a benefit there for sure, but it's deeper. It's deeper than that. The people that, I mean, come on. There are people that really matter. And I tell you the other thing that got me going on this is I was on this treadmill trying to find some quiet space in my head and thinking about guaranteed lifetime benefit. And within about 20 minutes had come to the conclusion that anything that I could think of, there was a name attached, meaning a person. It represented a person, a real person. No, they might not be alive still, but they once were. And there was a solid, close relationship. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. Because money will let you down. Possessions, well, they break. You can lose them. Somebody can take them from you. Yeah, you can have a benefit for a while, but you ever had a computer break? You ever had a hard drive fail? I mean, all of a sudden this thing goes from being your most prized possession, perhaps, this very valuable tool, and all of a sudden it's just causing you more grief and pain than you ever imagined. But a reliable friend, a reliable relationship, hard to beat. So I'm on the treadmill, and by the time I get to about the 30-minute mark, I've mentally challenged myself to think of, you know, I'm going to think of something that doesn't have a name on it. And I couldn't help but think of just some of the inane activity that goes on, and here, you know, brace yourself, because you're likely to be one of these people. My wife is. Words with friends. Words with friends. And it could be anything. It could be Farmville. It could be any of these other things. And I'm not, you know, at least Words with Friends has some intellectual component to it. But I don't know why I was thinking that, but I did. Because I'm thinking about lifetime benefit. And I'm thinking about relationships. And I'm thinking about, again, I'm thinking about words. I'm thinking about communication. I'm thinking about, obviously, just a hodgepodge of things that were running through my mind. So there's proof, absolute proof, that I am unable to quieten down my mind, because it's just, I was all over the board. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. And I was thinking about names, and I was thinking about relationships. And then I, for whatever reason, I went hopping down a bunny trail of thinking about the things that get in the way. And I immediately thought of the countless conversations that I have been in, especially in the last handful of years, since smartphones have been around and since the internet has been around, and thinking of all the times that conversations are had, whether one-on-one or whether small groups or whether large groups, and of, you know, this little 2.5, 3-inch, 4-inch screen in front of us that demands our time, and how powerful this little thing is. And I began to think about the guaranteed lifetime benefit of these relationships that potentially are damaged by the power of a 4-inch screen. Listen, I love technology. I love my iPhone. And then I got to thinking about the second component of that little 4-inch screen, and that's earbuds. Headphones. And here in the Yellow Studio, admittedly, I spend quite a bit of time either with monitors or headphones. And I'm a self-admitted headphone freak. I love headphones. I have owned way yonder too many headphones in my life. Some years ago, I did set about to sell quite an array of headphones, but I have on my head right now a pair of Sennheiser headphones, the headphone of choice currently. I do have a pair of, I don't know, what were those Monster Cable headphones that came out some years ago? Beats or whatever. I hate them. I absolutely hate them. I have a pair of Shure 530s that are, you know, a high end in your ear kind of earpieces that are crazy good. I have a pair of Denon earbuds that are also high end. They too are crazy good. And then I've got some lesser expensive kind of stuff hanging around. So I love headphones, but you know, you think about, okay, we've got people walking around, they've got a 4-inch screen, they've got earbuds in their ears, and it's the Matrix. It's the Matrix. Guaranteed lifetime benefit. And so I'm sitting here and I'm contrasting. Let me see if I can make this make sense for you. So I'm thinking about relationships, and I'm thinking about how important people are to people, and how else is that expressed? It's relationships. It's conversation. It's knowing people. It's interaction with each other. And I'm wondering, I don't know, I'm just wondering aloud here, if we're losing the guarantee. Are we jeopardizing the guarantee of a lifetime benefit the guarantee of a lifetime benefit of a relationship with people that matter to us and people that maybe we matter to, because we can't seem to get away from a 4-inch screen and earbuds. And we're living in our head. Now, I don't know about you, but I can tell you myself, I can very easily live in my head. You know, some people are not so given to that. When my son was born, we recognized very, very early that this child had a propensity for being social. That's an understatement. I am hardly a wallflower, but I would describe myself, and depends on the group, but in a large gathering, I'm comfortable, but I'm also equally comfortable being in a room, well, being here in the Yellow Studio, surrounded by music and books and cool cartoons, and I'm perfectly comfortable being by myself. I don't want to be by myself forever. But I can be in here for hours at a time and not think one thing about it. Well, our son, we quickly recognized, not so wired. Needs human interaction much more regularly than the rest of us did, which is fine. It's fine. We, thankfully, as parents, we recognized that very early on. And, of course, it made for a wonderful tool for discipline. Take anything away from him as a child in order to drive home a point, who cares? You could take anything away. Oh, take away social interaction with friends. You've now hit upon something. It was kryptonite. His Superman cape was powerless when we threatened him with losing connectivity with friends. But over time, I did learn that he knows something. He knew something even as a kid. He knew the lifetime benefit. He knew the guaranteed lifetime benefit of relationships with friends. Friends who mattered to him and friends to whom he mattered. And I'm rather sad. I guess I'm rather sad. And so I don't mind telling you that about an hour later, I got off the treadmill and I didn't have a great feeling. You know, whatever euphoria, you normally go for when you're working out. And I've known that, by the way. I didn't have it. I just didn't have it this day. I didn't have it at all because I kept thinking about guaranteed lifetime benefit. And I kept thinking, how is it possible? How is it possible that a device that costs a couple of $100 and has about a 4-inch, screen, and an inexpensive set of earbuds can vanquish that guarantee? And it made me wonder if that is vanquishing the guarantee in the lives and the relationships of some people. I'm not putting everything at the foot of a iPhone or any smartphone or a set of earbuds. So don't misunderstand the point. I guess the point is in these face-to-face communications and in these real-life relationships that we have, it just seems rather sad to me when I hear podcasters or other people talk about, my good friend so-and-so, and the friendship is based on the fact that my good friend's got a list of 10,000 people and I've got a list of 1,000 or whatever. And I'm not saying that there aren't genuine, true relationships here. Don't get me wrong. But I'm a business guy and I'm a capitalist, right? So we're about making money. We're about generating revenues and we're about generating profits, and I'm all for both. But when it comes to the guaranteed lifetime benefit, you know what? The most successful businesses on the planet stumble. Some of them fall. I don't care what Jim Collins says, businesses are not necessarily built to last. And most don't. I'm now 55. Yeah, I turned 55 Monday. And I've lived long enough to know that careers are much like businesses in that they're not necessarily built to last. And sometimes they don't last. And sometimes there's not one thing that you can do about it, because sometimes just bad things happen to good people. I come across on the internet today a guy, and he's a VP of something. He's some corporate guy, middle-aged guy like myself, younger than me, but still kind of middle-aged. And 5 years ago, has to reinvent himself because he got downsized. Well, he's in grand company. So careers can fail, businesses can fail, bank accounts can fail, the stuff that we own, the cars we drive, the houses we live in, all of our stuff. And yeah, okay, we'll table the whole faith thing. We'll table the whole life after this life thing. Let's just talk about this life. All that stuff is hanging by a thread. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care how entrepreneurial you are, and I don't care how brilliant you are, and I don't care how cool and intelligent you believe you are, and that you alone have garnered all your success. It can leave you, because you know life is fragile. And I'm not saying that with any amount of doom and gloom. It just is how life is. You've been down and out before. Maybe you're down and out right now. We've all been down and out before. And when you're down and out, what do you count on? Well, you count on the people that are close to you. You count on the people that you know you can count on. You count on the people who they've grown to know that they can count on you. And it still gets down to relationships. And so naturally, as I got off the treadmill and I began to do my stretching, I have tight hamstrings. And as I began to do my stretching, I began to think about these smartphones and these earbuds and these things that disconnect us from one another. And, no, I didn't have any epiphanies. I kept thinking I would have an epiphany before I got into the car, walked out in the parking lot and drove off, but I didn't. And then I rolled the windows down. It was kind of a cool day, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll have an epiphany on the way home, and I didn't have an epiphany. And so I've let this roll over in my brain for a couple of days, and I thought guaranteed lifetime benefit, and I would leave you with this, and I will push you on into the weekend with this thought. And maybe it's appropriate. It's Mother's Day weekend to boot, so there's that. But what about the people that are really important in your life? And I don't mean the people that are important to your business. I've had men tell me that I'm the most important person in their life. But it was all because of business. And that's just shockingly sad, isn't it? But it tells you what's important. I don't know what's important to you, and I don't know who's important to you, but I would hope that they do have names. And I would hope that their names aren't Macintosh or iPhone or Counting Crows or Alison Krauss. I love Alison Krauss. I don't know Alison Krauss, but I went to see Alison Krauss just Saturday. Another terrific concert, by the way. But you know what I'm saying. I would hope that the guaranteed lifetime benefit that you've got, that there's a real name attached. And that it's a name of somebody that's close to you, somebody that knows you, somebody that you know. well. Somebody that you can call and lean on in times of trouble. Somebody that knows what's going on with you. And boy, that's another, that's a topic for another day too. So many of us are, you know, we're busy living our life and we grow apart and we get disconnected from people. And that seems odd to me too. And I did think about that on the way home from the gym this day. I got a text message on the way home, and it wasn't a text message from anybody that I hadn't heard from in a long time. It was a local person, but it did make me think, in this day and age of all this connectivity, I've got friends that I've had for all my life. And we don't talk much anymore. I'm confident we could pick the phone up and just pick right up where we left off. And I often wonder why don't we do that? But, you know, you've got a family, I've got a family, we got stuff going on, we get busy. Yeah, it's about people, it's about relationships. And I do think those are the guaranteed lifetime benefits. So I hope you got people like that, and I hope that you are that person for somebody. Now, I don't profess to be that person for you. I just hope to be a voice coming out of the grand state of Texas that can spark your imagination and get you to think. Maybe when you go hug your child or a grandchild, you'll think about me. That'll be cool. Oh, there are a lot of things more important than money, folks. I'm fond of money, but there's an awful lot of things that are more important. So, I want to thank those of you who've left reviews for me over at iTunes. I greatly appreciate it. Keep on doing it. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you've got any kind of feedback at all, leave me a voicemail, 214. I went brain dead on my web, on my my phone number, 214-748. I don't know. It's on the website. It's at the bottom of the post. Look it up. You need to go to the website anyway. If you're listening to iTunes, you know, great place to subscribe, but you got to go over to iTunes. Or get off of iTunes and go over to the website, BulaNetwork.com. I was going to say something very profound here at the end. Actually, it wasn't going to be profound, but I was going to announce something, but I don't remember what it was. So it must not have been very important. For those moms out there, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I got nothing else, man. I just got nothing else. We got rain happening here. And so when you're in the grand state of Texas and we've got the drought that we've got, it's great to have rain. Unfortunately, we are in tornado season. So that always brings with it a degree of fear and trepidation. I was watching a show that was just made up of a compilation of all the cell phone videos and stuff that took place last year in Alabama and all that horror. 600 and some odd tornadoes that day. Maybe it was over two or three days, but a ton. It was ridiculous. BulaNetwork.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. This is the Yellow Studio.